Ticket.
Oh my, what a delight.
Attention all earthly. Time for Martellus. Making Dan Campbell jealous with them bad radio fellas. Call him Red Zone Villa. A Red Zone killer. Spending Captain Crunch money on the reg. That's Gorilla. John Garrett in his ear playing Halo in the interview. Founded the Black Olympics. You're a tight. He offended you. Fighting through Bob's questions that take like 5 minutes. La-la-la from another planet. Martellus Bennett.
All right, Herbs.
Yeah.
Would you like to deliver our sponsor?
Okay. Bud Light brings you Marty B.
And here he is on the super secret hotline, Marty B.
That is a strong theme song.
Hello, Marty B.
Hey, what's up?
What up, what up?
What'd it be like?
We heard your dog is okay as a follow-up to last week's show.
Yeah, she's doing a lot better. They switched her food up and quit for that stuff, so she's back to her normal self.
That's good. We probably wouldn't have wanted to bring it up if she wasn't better. Or
I
he.
That'd be
good. That's a good job of finding out before you bring something up. That's like preparation.
Well,
you guys.
We didn't want you crying on the air or anything, dude, you know? We want, we don't want to, well, I'm just saying, well,
I
would.
No, we actually, if you want to cry on the air, that's okay. It's a big ratings thing, maybe you can.
Real men cry.
Okay. I won't dispute you on that. I just didn't want to put you in a bad spot, you know?
Or no. It's not good.
Why don't you get the thing I got, the chicken pasta presto with the pasta chicken and stuff in it. Hello? Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm eating. I'm on the patio right now chilling because the weather's nice. I know y'all don't think black people eat on patios, but we're doing it right now, RPS.
Why would we ever think that?
What's RPS?
Because it's true.
Rich people stuff.
Oh, rich people stuff, sitting on a patio.
Yeah.
Wow. You are rich, eating outside. All right, well, let's talk about your game Sunday. How'd that feel? That was... It was a good thing that we were all bored in the fourth quarter. That's nice.
Yeah, it is a good thing. I thought it was a good game all around. Every phase of the game, we played well, defensively, offensively, and on special teams. So I think we're a team that's still growing, and we're still getting better and better game to game, man. I think we're really hot right now. So anytime we get everybody involved on every aspect of the game, everybody's making plays on every phase of the game. So that's what we need. A lot of guys making plays, and everybody's been doing it so far.
That MB3 touchdown in the second, I think it was the second. The replay, they showed the replay on TV anyway, and highlighted Martellus Bennett's block.
Well, that's the
was a lot that allowed him to score.
That's that 22 play that you guys were working against the Giants, isn't it?
It was close to it. Close to being the same thing. Actually, it was the same thing.
I know. You go in motion and dive down and then catch that left defensive end, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
All right, I know you can't reveal some stuff, but I got a question for you.
Go for the ear hole.
Because I think I try to figure stuff out, but I'm not smart, so I can't. So, like when Romo yells, kill, 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 every time this year that he's done that, I've noticed he handed off. Until the Miles Austin touchdown, he yelled it, but I thought he was yelling it as just a fake thing. Do you ever have fake kills? Or can you not tell me?
Hello? Hello?
See? All right, I get it.
Hello? Hello?
I felt I was able to read the inflection in his voice as a different kill, kill, kill.
Oh, my kind of phone. No, basically, kills depends on what the defense does. It depends on what the defense does is what we kill it to, so it's always a different play.
I just know you're always trying to keep them off balance and throw them off with, you know, like Peyton Manning with fake audibles and this and that and... Just wondering how often that goes on.
We do a lot of fake stuff at the line. It sometimes confuses me because Colombo might give out a fake call, and I'm like, wait, this is not the play we run it, you know? And in my head, I'm like, hey, wait. So then I'm like, what are we doing? You know, sometimes they do a fake dummy call, and I'm like, hey, what's the play? I'm confused. This is not the right play, but really they'd be doing dummy calls, you know?
Yeah, and that obviously is a fun chess match of watching you guys play and trying to sort out what exactly you're trying to do. Martellus Bennett with us, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is, we do this every Tuesday, and it's always fun to figure out where Martellus is and how he's spending his Tuesday. All right, back to the game. I want to talk about David Beeler because I'm fascinated with your kickoff specialist, and I'm curious what you know about him. And have you ever seen a kicker on punt return teams and punt cover teams? I think it's crazy, and yet I'm fascinated by it. So talk me through it.
Well, the thing about him, he's a specimen. He's a great athlete. You see him, he runs well. He's strong. You know, he played safety in high school. I think he played a little bit in college too. But he's a fun, outgoing guy that's real, that loves to get in the mix. And he thinks that's what makes him special. Not only can he kick, but he can go out there and make the tackle. You see the stiff arm Pat put on the punter on the other team. So he feels real confident in making those tackles and making plays. And he has made tackles on kickoff and does a great job on all the special teams that he's on. So he's a true special teams guy. You know, you bring in a special teams guy as a kicker. You know, that's what they do, special teams, and he does them all.
Yeah, and I always know that on a football team, you have players and then you have kickers. But he seems to be jumping over to the other side a little bit, because I know you guys don't mess around on returns and so forth. There's hitting, and serious hitting from big guys like you. And I mean, special teams are all linebackers and tight ends and running backs and those types of guys. And there's high speed collisions. So for him to stick in there and not just get run over, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's a tough individual. You know, he's very strong. He's But I think it's fun too, because the first time I seen him, like they did a play where he went down and covered, the first time I saw it, I was like, "What the hell's going on?" Like this, because it just looked weird for me, because he's just flying down the field, you know. Then he went and made a tackle. I was like, "Wow, that was pretty good." I mean, you know, you never really see that, so it kind of throws the defense off too, because it's not like you got 10 covered guys on special teams. Now you got 11 with him on it.
Guy's a maniac.
He is a maniac.
Yeah,
and he can bench pretty well too. At least I remember at the combine.
Bench is overrated. You get a Bowflex, work out 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day. You'd be just as strong as anyone.
Yeah, but they don't let you do the Bowflex at the combine. That's the problem, right?
They should, though.
They should. That's a good counter.
Chuck Norris could use a total gym and knock people out like he's doing Texas Ranger. Then we should be able to do it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. We got to get that to the NFL, and they just have Bowflexes set up at the combine.
Yeah, Bowflexes.
And the alto.
Instead of running the 40, you could get on the elliptical.
Maybe the perfect push-up.
Yeah, the perfect push-up. How many push-ups can you do? Which is perfect push-up is really hard to do.
Well, the Navy SEALs use it, you know?
Yeah, it's designed by a real Navy SEAL.
Yes, it was. So, yeah. All right, this is the Marty B Show here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Now, on IamMartyB.com, we still don't have any, you don't even have any October Marty B Radio shows up there.
I'm in the process of remodeling it, so.
Okay.
Doing some different stuff, but they will all be on there.
Like I told you, I want to make sure it's not our fault.
It's not your fault. You've been doing a great job.
All right. Well, that's nice. That's nice of you to say. That's very sweet of you to say.
I don't think there's any question we're friends.
Maybe good friends. If I got arrested, could I call you?
Yeah, you can call me, but you might not want to waste that one phone call.
Okay. Well, then that answers my question.
A good friend is a person that you could call when you get arrested, but a great friend is the one that's right there in the cell with you.
All right.
Good times.
I'm interested in some of your tweets this week, and I forgot that you guys have to do this. You were writing about what you do on the day before a game, a home game. You have to not sleep at home? They put you up in a hotel?
Yeah, we sleep in a hotel even at home games.
Now, I imagine that's mostly for family guys. Generally, the rule might have been instituted to keep people away.
I don't know, man.
You think it's for the single party?
I think it's...
Yeah, I think it's so that they don't be on the streets partying and, you know, shaking their tail, you know.
What time...
Too much to give it, too much is required.
What time is bed check on the game night when you're at a Dallas hotel?
11, I think it's 11, but you could... you know, it's 11, but a lot of guys, they in there and they play cards and stuff. Want to go in there? Yeah.
You got a room with somebody?
Yeah, I room with Tashard Choice.
All right. That must be a pretty fun room.
So he's laughing all night?
I don't know. I go to sleep.
Oh, you guys aren't?
I watch movies all night.
You don't move the furniture around and run plays?
No, I would not be doing that.
You go, never mind. I was going to ask if you go separate beds or the same one with your foot on the ground, but they probably do separate beds.
We have separate beds.
Do you think he gets your Joni and Chachi reference?
No, I don't really. That's why I started to bail, then I brought it back, and I really shouldn't have. But so that's probably just a beating, though, to go have to go to a hotel room the day before a game.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of pain because sometimes you get home because Saturday's practices aren't that long, so you get to go home around 10 or whatnot, and you get home by 11 from practice on Saturday, and then you get home and you feel like, man, I could just go to sleep, but then you know you got to get up and go to meeting at 8:30, you know?
Yeah, you don't. You start doing that in college, right?
Yeah, we say, well, even at home games in college, too, you stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
You don't go to Yale practice?
No, I have never been to Yale practice. I don't think anyone should practice yelling. If you got it or you don't.
Well, Aggies need to practice, apparently.
All right, let's talk about Miles Austin, because that was also in your tweets, and I agreed with you. He had another nice day, but kind of disturbing developments after his touchdown where he bailed out into the high school kid finger roll at the goal post as opposed to the dunk. Somewhat troubling, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I told him, white man can't jump, you know. But for the most part, I had no idea what he was doing because he's running towards me and he's pointing. He's like, what, do you want to throw it out of you? Or what is it you want to do, Miles? You know, in my head, this is what I'm thinking. No, because I was on one side of the field, he's always on the other corner, and he just started running toward me. So I was like, yeah, I guess we're going to go jump in, you know, bang back in the belly bump in the air, you know, something like that. And then he points at the goal post, so I'm like, hey, maybe he's going to throw me down. I was like, I don't think I want to dunk this if he throws me down to you, because I have not shot, I only got like 10 yards this game. I'm not going to be dunking on the goal post. Like, I've been out there balling this whole game, like I got 10 balls or something, you know, like it's my, you know, so I was like, well, if he throws it up, then I have to dunk it. I was like, I'm not, then he goes up and does a Larry Johnson finger roll. And I know he wanted to dunk it, then he did a Larry Johnson finger roll, and then kind of looked back at me. I was like, that's so uncool. I was confused. I was like, what was that? You know, what just happened?
Now, where are his hops?
What, the whole, does he
have hops?
He's got to.
Yeah, he could really jump. Actually, he could jump in real life.
I would imagine. You've seen him dunk? I
guarantee. He can dunk.
Yeah, of course he can. He's an NFL wide receiver. They all can, right?
I would say all can, but majority of them can.
All right, not the 5'8 slot receivers, but everyone else. If you're 6'3 and you're a wide receiver in the NFL, you can dunk.
I don't think Wes Welker is going up there doing 360s and hanging on the rim.
Or why Wes Welker? Why do you say that?
Or Danny Amendola.
Now, why do you say that?
They're just short white guys.
All right. That's why.
You know, you think Danny Amendola will be in the gym just jumping over everybody, slam dunk?
I bet he's a tremendous athlete. I think you underrate him.
He is on the football field, but, you know.
Think if he had one of those springs he could dunk, like the Phoenix Suns gorilla?
Well, maybe Miles was gesturing to Martellus for a boost so he could get the boost and go up and dunk.
And, he could have been doing that.
And your point that if Drew Brees can do it, that makes it extra embarrassing for Miles.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that gives him something to shoot for then.
Absolutely.
In future games. Yeah. All right, Philly. Let's talk Philly. Is preparation for Philly any different?
No, it's the same thing. You know, I think we haven't played against the defense like Philly's yet. You know, a couple of guys. The teams we've been playing, you know, Kansas, no offense to Kansas or Carolina, anything like that. But, I mean, last real good defense we played was the Broncos, you know. So, that's going to be a huge challenge for us as a team to go out there and keep the streak going against a team like Philly. So, it's going to show, a lot of people got to continue to step it up. And I think it's going to be a good game. So, their offense is a great offense. So, it's going to be an offensive game pretty much, I believe.
Is the fan abuse different there than in other places?
No. All team fans love me. No. They don't really give me a hard time. They all like Marty B TV, so I'm pretty much in the good.
So it's your premise that Philadelphia fans are aware that Marty B TV is up and flying?
Yeah, Marty B TV is up and flying. I got new videos that will be uploaded soon.
No, so. I know we know. I'm well aware of Marty B TV. I'm asking, does the average Eagles fan have that on their favorite places bookmarked on their browser?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they got a lot of Eagle fans that subscribe to everything I do just so they can hate. And, you know, if you're not doing something right, you don't have haters. And my thing is to get as many haters as I can have to show me that, you know, the more they hate and the more stuff I'm doing right, you know?
Now, is there a little tension in the room before a game when you're there with Tashard Choice? He's got his own videos up. And then,
no, because his videos don't really compete with mine, you know. It's kind of like HBO competing with, it's more like CNN competing with, like, Channel 11 News or something.
I don't follow that analogy quite, but I've been very entertained by both.
So who's CNN and who's Channel 11?
I'm CNN. I'm Powerhouse.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So right. He's the little net. He's the...
He's a sister network.
You're A&M, he's Baylor.
Yeah, he's a sister network, yeah, like that.
Back when A&M was good.
Well, I mean, when Marty went there.
HBO, I'm HBO, he's like HBO... Too,
family
know?
Or something. I mean,
they
kind of
play
HBO,
the same thing.
HBO, HBO Latino.
Yeah, he's like Telemundo, and I'm like, you know, MTV.
I still don't know. All right, well, never a dull moment on the Marty B Show. It is nice to visit with you again. Enjoy.
What'd you have to eat today out on the patio?
Right now I'm at La Madeleine.
Okay, I'm just asking, what Marty B have for lunch at La Madeleine?
This is chicken, presto, pasta, sauce, majiga with spinach. And I try to kill 5 birds with 1 stone. You know, I got my pasta, I got my starch, I got my meat, you know, I got my vegetable all in one plate at one time. So
that's efficient.
That's well thought out, though. I don't think he just orders without thinking.
I don't do anything without thinking.
Except Halo.
Yeah, Halo, I just react.
There you go.
trigger, grenade.
Bye, Marty. Enjoy your week, sir.
All right,
there he goes, right, Martellus
see
Bennett.
Marty.
And the Marty B Show.
Thank you, Martellus. Enjoy your La Madeleine. All right, man, talk to you next week. All right, bye.
And there it is. 209 Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
My favorite part of the Marty B interview is the Tom talk afterwards.
I believe we found...
We need Tom talk before.
We know the pattern, though, don't we? First few minutes, a little rocky.
Feeling each other out.
Ride it out. Try to get him to pay attention. And then good happens, right?
I think he just gave you his secret for Halo.
What was it?
Trigger, grenade. There you go.
Wow, how do kids figure that out? All right, 209, Dan's World ticket. KTC.